The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
So you want to do just 3 hours of talking about whether college athletes should get paid or not? Or maybe we'll do some other stuff. What the hell? We'll find out. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Tyler Scott, too cool to have a nickname. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you wish to watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there, guess what? You can. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on Twitch, or go to Twitch and click on ESPN975.com, and there you go.
There you go.
All set. And it's a Tuesday when usually mostly the texters are just in a foul mood.
It's screw a foul that. Mood kind of day.
Yeah, screw that. We're going to have fun today.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you in a foul mood? What?
Just, you know.
Well,
long day, that's all.
Well, do share.
Nah, I'd rather not.
Just work stuff?
Just work stuff. Long day.
Not a bunch of work stuff, but I got a bunch accomplished today.
Well, that's good.
Except for just giving Joel grief for snaking the column I was going to do today.
Well, maybe you should be quicker on the draw.
Well, I know, but I write one day after. I thought by mentioning on air yesterday what I was going to write about that maybe I'd be okay. And mine was a lot better than his because I did a bunch of research on every team that had the best record that didn't win over the last 20 years in major sports.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and his was just about the Warriors.
Oh, my.
He did a good job, but mine was better. So instead, you'll get a 10 teams that can win the Stanley Cup since we don't have any. Then have a backup plan.
All right.
It was because either that or more bashing of Bill O'Brien, which I'm done
with.
I'm
all for that.
I'm just done with it. I mean, what else am I going to say? He's arrogant. He's a dumb. I got nothing left. What else is happening?
I'm leaving the show a segment early today.
Okay.
To go watch Joker.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So I'll have a full report on it tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hear it's great. I thought about doing that tonight, too, but I thought it'd be too close, so I didn't think about ending the show early, but
That was dumb.
Well, I'll see it at some point.
Yeah.
I'll be curious because I've seen a lot of really positive reviews and then one really negative review.
Uh-oh.
But the negative review came off as kind of bitter dickweed type person. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm kind of feeling pretty good about the movie.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about it because DC movies in general are so...
They're hit and miss.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Joker's my favorite character.
But I'm going to take a chance on it.
Yeah. Hopefully it will work out. What else is happening?
Let's see. I'm trying to think what did I get into last night? Oh, we had our fantasy hockey draft last night.
Yeah, which you...
I was late for.
Yeah, you wound up with five goalies.
No, I did that on purpose. Oh, okay. I always try to have a lot of goalies. I don't have any good ones. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, you have a good one, but the problem is he plays on such a bad team.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
But I would have taken a couple goalies earlier, but I got there I got to the draft in like round six or something like that. So it was not good. And you always set it up where you and your wife pick before me. So. I was excited to get.
Well, not usually. Last year, you were before me. You've been before me every year except for this year. This is the first one.
Well, that's because we've had the same players for the last 3 years. We've had the keeper thing. So I've had the same guy on my team for like 7 years, it seems like. So I was excited to get a new player. But guess who got auto drafted to me with the third pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Well, that's on you for not being there.
It would have been the same thing anyway. I mean, the only guys better than him you guys took with the first and second pick.
That's not true. There were a couple guys I might have taken that are younger.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
I had all these extra draft picks from all the trades I made at the end of the year, and my team still sucks. So I just missed on every player I wanted in the first couple of rounds.
And we had a dud of a Monday night game last night again.
I think dud's not really fair. I think turd is the word you're looking for.
The Bengals definitely suck. Steelers, I still think they kind of suck, but just not as much as the Bengals.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but don't look now.
I think this might be the end of Andy Dalton. Like, this is the time where they look at him and go, you know what? I'm not saying it's going to be like next game, but I can't imagine they go into next season thinking Andy Dalton's their quarterback.
No, I'm kind of with you because this season has the potential to just fall off the map.
It really does.
And because I don't think the Steelers are as bad as they looked early. I just don't think they're very good. I think they'll get a little better as the season goes on and as Rudolph gets more comfortable. But, you know, they're trotting out Wildcats and all this gimmick stuff and pretty much dominated. So it wasn't the most fun game to look at, but good for the Steelers, especially since they've got, you know, their draft pick is not going to get them a quarterback. No. So they better hope that this works out.
And I guess when you think of all the new head coaches and Zach Taylor still searching for a win.
Well, and they have looked worse and worse every week. That's not a good sign for a new coach.
Think about all the first year coaches that haven't found a win yet.
I think
Adam Gase.
I think there's four of them.
Brian Flores.
Well, I think there's four first time coaches that don't have a win. Gase is not a first time
right,
coach.
But I'm talking about first year with their new team.
Yeah.
So you've got, Gase, you've got Flores, you've got Vic Fangio. You've got Zach Taylor, and you've got Cliff Kingsbury. None of them have a win yet.
Cliff has a tie. That's it.
He's got a tie.
So,
Freddie Kitchens has a win.
Someone's O has got to go next week, though.
That's true.
Because the Cardinals play the Bengals.
Yeah.
Which, man, you want to talk about a game you would have to pay me to watch. I might do it anyway, just out of curiosity. Well, I do have David Johnson on my fantasy team, so it's one of those where maybe I'll look at it just to see how he does. But, yeah, it's funny. I think imagine this. The Dolphins are basically in full tank mode.
Mm-hmm.
And look how many winless teams there are. It may not work out for them.
Yeah, it might not. So, like, there's no guarantee you're going to be worse than the Bengals. No matter how hard you try, Dolphin.
Yeah, I think they could tie. No, that would be hilarious.
Oh.
That would be hilarious. I don't want to see that.
No.
I've had my fill of ties. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So we do know officially when your beloved Astros play.
Yep.
1 o'clock on Friday, and that will be at Minute Maid Park. And if you're going to the game, come by the courtyard by Marriott after, because we will be doing the show as soon as the game ends. You can hear the game in perfect FM clarity right here on
97.5.
So that's a game that if you can't go, you want to listen to on 97.5.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. Just listen to it. It's better for you.
And the radio broadcast on any other station in town, you know what that's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. So do that. And then come by and see us afterwards, because we'll be there. We'll be cranking it up. I'm going to guess our show's going to start about 4:37 on Friday.
Okay. I hope you're right.
That's the number I'm going
to
put
guessing
on.
Somewhere between 4:30 and 5, so yeah. Ideally closer to 4:30.
Well, I think you're going to have, hopefully Verlander pitches really well and it goes fast and we can get on it. They win easy and we do our show and talk about how great the Astros are. That's the plan. But, I'm not going to write it, I went back and looked at a lot of teams, and one of the most interesting ones was actually last year in the NHL, because the Tampa Bay Lightning had a ridiculous record all year long. They were the best team by far. They had just like the Astros, no weaknesses in their lineup. They're great at offense, great at defense, great in goaltending, and they got swept in the first round.
And you think that could happen?
I don't want to throw a negative out there, but it's the idea that they're just going to blast through this first round, especially with two teams that have played them well this year. I mean, they could blast through it. I think they're the best team by far. But how often have we seen this? And then one of the other teams was the Mariners that won all those 116 games. And it's not that easy in a short series. And I'm not, again, I'm not trying to put that evil on, do the Ricky Bobby evil thing on him. But they had that stretch where they went to Oakland and didn't play well. And part of that losing streak. That can happen. And is it likely to happen? No, but it very well could. So they're not guaranteed anything. My hope is they blast through this first series really easily, and they've got everything set up perfectly for the Yankees.
I mean, the A's in the second half were one of, if not the best team in the American League. So I don't think they're, and I mean, I don't know, maybe Tampa beats them, and that's the beauty of these wild card games is one game, anything could happen.
Yeah.
I think the Astros would much prefer to see Tampa. Specifically Tampa having already pitched Charlie Morton. But I don't know that they're going to burn through Oakland if that's who they end up playing. I think that's going to be a really competitive series. Would it be disappointing if they lost it? Sure. Would it be shocking? Not really. Like it's different than say hockey. Like you were talking about Tampa, because you're talking about an 8 seed. I mean, a 1 seed versus an 8 seed, and the 8 seed is... hockey is one of those games like the NBA where pretty much everybody makes the playoffs. It's a ridiculous proportion.
More than half of the teams, yeah.
It's stupid.
But the one thing that is similar is you get a hot goalie, you can beat anybody. You get a hot pitcher, you can beat teams that are better than you. And I just think it's... And maybe it's just too much of reading Astros Twitter, which I can't stand. But I just think to pretend like this is going to be a walk in the park and it's easy and, oh, well, they won the most. They did all this and the MVP and the Cy Young and the Rookie of the Year. That means nothing now. And they're going to have to play at a really high level for basically 3 series here if they're going to win the World Series again. They're very capable of doing it. But don't be shocked if you wind up having to go 5 against the A's.
I'm with you.
If it comes to that. Because the A's have played them pretty well all year.
Yep.
All right. I guess we're going to break here. Although, I don't want to say anything, guys, but we're not supposed to be going to break yet because I'm supposed to be telling you about Cheers.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we're working the... Listen, we've got a couple guys in here who... are learning the...
learning the ropes.
Yes. While Tyler is off doing other work. So there's no harm, no foul. I'm just telling you, don't turn the music up. And that also, just a hint, the song you were playing, that's the old song that we go to first break with. We have a new one now. So
that's good off-the-air conversation, though.
I'm just letting them know.
Yeah, I mean...
Because the people know that we changed the songs, and then they heard that. But I can tell you all about... Now, when did it become that off-air conversations weren't good for on-air? We've always done those. So
when it was time to go to break a minute ago, and you just instead of...
Actually,
just,
no. You know what it says on here? You know what it says here from my read? 4:13.
Yeah.
And guess what time it is? 4:13.
No, it's 4:14.
No, look at the clock right up there.
That clock's wrong.
That's the clock I go by.
That's not the clock we ever go by.
That's the clock I go by. Regardless. See, now you've put it back another 30 seconds with your obstinance. All right, guys, playoff baseball officially here. And guess what? Our friends at Cheers want to make sure that you are fully prepared to root for the home team. And that's why for the rest of the 2019 playoffs, they're offering a special so that you can get totally lit up at these games and be fine. A Houston-sized discount on all Cheers products. Theory's pretty simple. You watch the game, you drink, you take Cheers, you feel better the next day. When you feel better, you root harder. And when the fans are rooting hard, the Astros are unstoppable. So do your part. And bring the World Series title back to Houston by going to CheersHealth.com today. Enter this promo code CRUSHCITY19 at checkout for 19% off your next order of Cheers. That's CheersHealth.com, code CRUSHCITY19 for 19% off of all Cheers products. So if you call yourself a fan, be sure to stock up on Cheers now. We need you feeling as fresh for Game 7 as you did for Game 1. And remember, just 3 capsules after your last drink can make all the difference. And guys, if you order it before 4 o'clock on any day, you're going to get it the next day. So if you order it before 4 tomorrow, you're going to be ready for the game on Friday. Order today at CheersHealth.com. That's promo code CRUSHCITY19.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Late hits with Patrick Graydon, Jason Braddock, and Abdul Foster at 7 tonight. And the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore, 9 o'clock. So, are you going to watch any of that game tonight?
No, I'm going to watch the Joker.
Oh, that's right. Well, you can probably catch the last few innings because, you know, playoff baseball games last forever.
Yeah, they'll especially last a long time. Like, I think once they're all on at the same time, MLB tries to speed them up a little bit. But when it's the only game it's going to last 5 hours.
So, curious how much tickets cost for your respective teams?
Yeah.
The average cost for tickets at Yankee Stadium, $411.
Okay. That seems about right.
Yeah. I mean, but that's everything. That's your cheap seats. That's your average.
Yeah.
Second highest, not a shock here, St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, I would have thought the Dodgers.
Cardinals.
Everything's expensive in L.A.
Well, that's true, but Cardinals are a harder ticket, I think. $235 for them. The Dodgers are down an average of $35 from 2015, and the Astros tickets are down $11 from the last time they won in 2017.
Okay.
So.
What's the average Astros price? It's
such a weird story because it's got, like, the most expensive ones from 2010 to 2019. This one would not surprise you. The most expensive tickets.
Boston?
No, the Cubs in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I always figure Boston because their stadium's so small.
Yeah, the last year they were $395, which is about... We're seventh on this list. So, I think the average is pretty affordable.
Yeah.
So, the Astros are now 3-1 to win the whole thing. You see, Mattress Mac is going to make like a $3.5 million bet on this.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, if he loses it, that's all right. He got a bunch of money from furniture.
Yeah. And just...
And if he wins, he's giving away a bunch of furniture, so he needs it.
Yep. Good for him. So I think AJ said Mike Minor led pitchers in WAR yesterday. Any chance he gets one or two in the Cy Young?
I don't think so. I mean, it's... It's not impossible, but it
would be silly.
I think it would be.
I mean, that's I'm going to pick out this one stat, and it happens.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, there's voters who say, "Oh, the only thing that matters is WAR."
That the reason why I said, you know, maybe Aroldis Chapman is because then it's almost like an apples to oranges comparison, and you can see someone making the case for the oranges. But
was that an Astros reference?
Well, no, it wasn't. Okay. But I have a hard time picturing someone saying, "Oh, yeah, that guy." If anybody else, any other starters, and I don't think there are any other starters in the conversation, I would think it'd be like
if it were any
Charlie Morton.
Yeah, Charlie Morton would be the only other one.
Eduardo Rodriguez with Boston, who had almost 20 wins, but his ERA is not even close to these other guys. Yeah, I can't. Shane Bieber in Cleveland had a pretty good season, but the two guys at the top are the two best guys.
Yeah,
you know.
I was reading this Drayton McClain story. Apparently, this is a countersuit that Drayton has filed because Crane sued him initially over the fact that Comcast Sportsnet didn't make them any money, and that they were misled, and so this is the countersuit, which. Basically says they tanked to put the thing out of business, which, okay, I'm sure that's your legal strategy, but that's not why carriers wouldn't pick up the station.
Yeah.
You guys, the timing was just way off for that. And, you know, I think it's a, I don't think that's got much of a shot.
No.
But that's a pretty lame-ass reasoning considering what you did the team before it got taken over. It's like, so were you tanking too? Good luck getting your 25 million. Why don't you just... I don't know. It's billionaires fighting over pennies to them. So yeah, who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So,
boy, I was just looking up. I'm still obsessing over all these Verlander numbers. Verlander finished second in the Cy Young vote 2012, 2016, 2018. Three of the closest races of the 21st century. So he's been really close several times. I just have a feeling they're going to say it's his time.
Yeah, that's where the political end of it comes in. I mean, he's the bigger name.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair, but something's going to have to separate them.
There's got
to
be some sort of insider, yeah. to me, it's Verlander because he threw the no-hitter. And I was like, okay, these two guys had basically the same season. One guy threw a no-hitter, I'll take him. But again, I'm not arguing whoever wins it.
Lenny, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I it's funny how there's certain people who believe that's the end-all, be-all stat.
Yeah.
And it's a really good stat, and it's a really good thing to measure by, but it's, you know, it's in with baseball or with any sport, man, you got to look at everything. And especially if you're trying to pick between two guys. And, yeah, that's one that you would throw in as a factor, but if that's the only thing one guy's better in, then no chance in hell.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. I have been before.
I think it's interesting that there's going to be, I can't imagine that both rookie of the years aren't unanimous.
Don't you remember we read that Yardbarker
story?
Yeah, that
was a stupid story.
He wasn't even on there.
That was a really stupid story.
Yeah, I never heard about what his reasoning was, but I'll stick to my either it was an oversight, so therefore the guy's a dumb, or it was an intentional troll job. There's no other way to do it because the guy's going to win.
Let me ask you another random end-of-season award, your opinion. Who's the AL Manager of the Year?
When you look at an award like that, I almost think, because ordinarily you're going to take the teams that weren't not much was expected of, right? It's either going to be Tampa or it's going to be Oakland or it's going to be Minnesota. I think, considering the injuries, Aaron Boone.
He's got to be up there. Rocco Baldelli with Minnesota to do what they did, and yeah. No one thought that. And, I mean, he's basically a new guy. That's pretty impressive. I think either one of those guys could get it. But Kevin Cash also. You know, the A's weren't – they had some key injuries too. You know, Tyler Glasnow, when they were first starting to crank it up, gets hurt. Austin Meadows, he's first starting to crank it up. He gets hurt. You can make an argument for several guys. But, yeah, I think my vote would probably be for Boone also.
I think any one of those guys – would be deserving.
Yeah.
Blake Snell got hurt too. That's another guy. So, but I think, I mean, especially considering how many games they won and they just kept whoever they kept trotting out there played well for them.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, it's more of a credit to how deep their organization is. But yeah, I think I'd take Aaron Boone. And the guy who had the best record, no mention there.
No. No, I mean everybody knows he was supposed to have the best record.
Well, yeah, they were supposed to be good, and that's
did they have some injuries? Sure, but
it was nothing compared to the Yankees.
No,
and that's another reason why we're not to the Yankees yet. When they get there, that's another reason I'd be nervous if the Yankees are healthy. That who knows how many games they would have won.
Although,
this goes back to the whole war thing. The guys they put in there performed at a really high level. Some of them at a higher level than the guys they replace. So maybe that's not really the case. 713-780-ESPN. Man, Drayton, you got $600 million for that team. Why don't you I kind of want to do the whole go to bed old man thing on him. Because, really?
I don't care about him anymore.
Do any of us care anymore?
No.
And, man, I had some run-ins with him back in the day.
You've had run-ins with quite a few people, Fred.
Oh, he would...
I'm starting to think maybe you're the problem.
You think?
Maybe.
Nah. So.
You see, I had this story from yesterday. Oh, I guess it's almost break time, but... Did you see the story about this guy who shot the burglar and then went back to bed?
No.
Then on the other side, it's in Dallas, but 72-year-old man shot a guy. I'm still tired. I'm going to get a couple more hours.
Well, when you're that old, I mean, you need your rest, buddy.
You need your beauty sleep.
Yeah.
We'll hit it up on the other side. Yeah. You know what helps me get some sleep? CBD MD.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just throw this in here before you get started. I hurt my back in the gym this morning. Went and rubbed some CBD oil on it. I feel better. It's not doesn't hurt me at all now.
Yeah, CBD Recover. They help you with inflammation. CBD Freeze is a great thing if you've got some joint issues or things like that, sore muscles. It's all helpful. If you're a guy who works out a lot, it can help you. If you've got arthritis or something like that, it's relieved a lot of that pain. It helps me sleep at night. They've got something for you. If you play hard. You feel it, and a lot of the top athletes in the world are using CBDMD. Daniel Cormier included, Tyron Woodley, Bubba Watson, Steve Smith. And guys, they want you to try this out. I may have placed a large order last week using our promo code ESPN975 because you get 20% off your order. And if you go price compare, and they'll do it on the website, CBDMD.com, price compares their stuff to other guys. You'll see CBDMD's got good prices already, and when you add 20% off on top of that by using promo code ESPN975, it really is a great deal. Check them out. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com.